I think we need to keep something in mind about HER2 testing and what molecule to measure. You know, each of us, if we're normal, have, certainly our normal cells, have two copies of HER2. And that copy of that gene can make none or thousands of copies of RNA. Each RNA molecule can make none or thousands of copies of protein. And whether they do or not is under regulation that we don't understand, and it varies from one gene to another. Both are surrogates for what we really care about, the protein. It's the protein, HER2 protein, that creates the biological problem. If there's too much of it, it's bad. And that's what the drug targets. So to keep stepping back to measure a surrogate because it might be more accurate doesn't make sense fundamentally. What we really need to do is find better ways to measure what we really care about. That's the protein. And right now, that's immunohistochemistry. Lots of flaws, but if it's done right, you get pretty good information from it.